This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hello, everybody. I'm Scott Henin. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
Got Kevin Flynn and Manny keeping us on time in the studio. Manny takes your calls when you call, okay? Kevin producing. Let's have a good Easter, Todd. Todd and I actually spoke for a little while yesterday. We headed out to Carrie's family, right?
I was say, we passed each other somewhere on 94, I guess.
We figured that out after the fact, but yeah, we did. Boy, the roads were just terrible. And I tell you, folks, when we tell you the roads are terrible, the roads are terrible. You got to be careful. Yeah. I think actually yesterday was about as bad as it ever was, and the visibility was fine. There was no snow, but the roads were just scattered, slippery spots. I drove from Grand Forks, left about 7:30 on yesterday morning, down to Fargo and then over to Bismarck, and almost the entire way until Tappan, it was... just, you didn't know what you were going to find. I saw six vehicles that had been in the ditch rolled over. Six! A couple of them, you know, happened obviously shortly before, and there were already authorities there. My gosh. So, please be careful.
And that one Catavi Medina was still there when we were coming home, like, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock last night, and bothered taking it out of the ditch.
I got to ask you guys, Todd, Kevin, Manny, have you ever seen a vehicle that had a tree for a hood ornament? You ever?
No, I gotta say I have not.
No, okay, Kevin. No, Todd, you?
I've seen a few vehicles end up in two trees, but right, not kept them as a hood ornament. No.
Okay. Yep. And Manny, how about you? I think I have bragging rights here again, folks. I think I do.
Yeah, because, I think it goes to you. I think you've got it. Yeah.
Because I'm a ways away. This was at a Gateway Drive, Highway 2 in Grand Forks, approaching the I-29 on-ramp. And looking at this vehicle, there was emergency responders there and a tow truck and a bunch of stuff. But it looked to me like the car was on fire or something because it was like all black. I thought, did it burn up or like what happened to this thing? What had happened is there was a tree on the sort of berm on the one side of the exit was coming off, and this car had hit the tree and then taken the tree another 50 yards. So the tree was the hood ornament. It was a big tree. It was a big tree. I would have taken a picture, but then I would have had to take a picture with my cell phone in front of a police officer. So I didn't think that'd probably be a good idea. You know what I'm saying? But no, it was the reason I'm reliving this a little bit is that when we tell you the roads are rough, they're rough. They really are. And we have more weather coming. So there's more on the way. Hate to tell you folks, but it is. We have a really busy program today and a busy week, a lot going on. Really looking forward to talking about all of it. Let me just give you a quick run-through of our plan. So today we have Duane Hendrickson at the bottom of the hour here. And Duane is one of the candidates for the Republican nomination for the House seat. He and four others, Kelly Armstrong, Tom Campbell, Paul, help me with Paul's last name, Kevin, Paul.
Schaffner.
Schaffner, thank you. And then Tiffany Abernathy. Are all vying for that spot. All of the candidates except Tiffany, we haven't heard back from her, have agreed. Come on. And we're going to put those at 9:30 each day all week long. So, delegates, if you're headed to Grand Forks for the GOP convention in Grand Forks this weekend, which we'll be at, a chance to hear from all the candidates. So we look forward to that. They're all going to be on the program. And next hour, we have the much-anticipated gun debate. This should be kind of fun. Tim Purdon, I've always had a pretty good relationship with Tim. He is he's liberal. He's a Democrat. He's a longtime party fundraiser for the Democrats and national committee man, but also was the U.S. attorney from North Dakota. And last weekend, he was touting all the things these kids from Parkland, Florida want in the way of gun control, saying, we need this. I'm all for this. Who could be against this? I said, well, that'd be me. And we sort of started this little Twitter thing. And eventually, I believe, went to a challenge from him to say, put me on the radio, let's debate it, name the time and place. And I said, okay. So anyway, We'll do that next hour. And I'm not planning on a big, you know, gunslinging debate. I want to hear Tim's perspective on this. Obviously, I have a few things to say, but I really want you to have a chance, you know, to say anything you want to. So we're all in this together. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I was on the road a bunch yesterday, as I mentioned, and the first time I have ever attended a funeral on Easter. And something about it just made this Easter pretty extraordinary. I also, for the first time, had the honor of being a sponsor for someone who was joining our church. And in the Catholic Church, when you are new to the church, when you come in usually at Easter as a class. You go through, you know, weeks of classes and study and everything else and the process and, you know. So Brad Berry, of course, University of North Dakota hockey coach, longtime friend, great, great man, asked me to be a sponsor, which I was just, I still can hardly talk about it. Just really, really neat. And the vigil was Saturday night, Grand Forks, St. Michael's Church, the church Maria and I were married in, church Alex, Hannah, and Haley were baptized in, a very special place, very special place. And so that was marvelous. It was really neat. And I wrote a little something about it on Facebook. If you want to check it out there, you sure can. I won't give you all the details today. But then Easter Sunday brought a funeral for Isaac John Kramer. Ike Kramer, the son of Kevin and Chris Kramer, 35 years old. You don't like going to funerals for somebody who's 35 years old. But I have to tell you, the funeral was a celebration of his life, as they often are and should be. And he had classmates tell stories about him and people that he'd met in treatment and people that he'd met. And, you know, I mean, what was amazing to me is we know now, I didn't know previously, but I know now that this young man had quite a battle, really from about college on, you know. And it was depression and anxiety and the way to, you know, press that down a little bit was for him alcohol, and that became an addiction. And it's not uncommon. It happens a lot. Many families, mine included, my dad was alcoholic. My brother was an alcoholic, now out of recovery and doing fantastic. You know, so it recovery works for some and doesn't for others. I think my dad was through 3 or 4 times, and it never took. He finally quit drinking, but, you know, there was all the other residual effects from it as well. So I've seen the pain of that myself firsthand. But what was amazing to me is obviously this was a young man in a lot of pain. And, you know, physically, mentally, and, you know, going through all kinds of things. Yet, he was a light. He was a light to a whole lot of people. To a young man that he worked with at Best Buy who was in a wheelchair, who obviously wasn't treated the same by a lot of folks, not Ike. He told a neat story at the funeral about being a Vikings fan and ribbing Ike about being a Bears fan. And they were watching a game one time in the break room, Bears Vikings. Vikings score. The young man starts ribbing Ike, and Ike dumps a whole bag of popcorn on his head. You know, just fun little things. Another one, he says, I was 18 years old. I was going into a treatment center. I didn't know anybody. I was in, you know, total pain and agony and having withdrawals. And I see this guy watching a TV show and laughing. And, you know, hey, what's your name? You know? What's your name? Favorite part of that story. Talking about each other's families. We're talking about, you know, my mom and dad, what do they do, and your mom and dad. And Ike says his dad's Kevin Kramer. The other young man doesn't say anything. He's like, you don't know who Kevin Kramer is? No. What? You know, so it just is. It was neat. It was really neat. Neat stories. His sisters did that marvelous job, and a lot of people there. It just was wonderful. You know, wonderful in the way that, you know, his pain's done, you know, but yet very sad. Sad, you know. I don't usually cry at funerals because I know where they're going. You know, you're sitting there. If you're saying this is a person of faith, you know where they are. That's the goal. That's the end. That's the end game. You know, you're sad for us, but I did there just thinking, God darn it, isn't it something? All that good that he had to give, and the grip of addiction is pretty incredible. We have a lot of work to do on that front, folks. We have a lot of work to do on that front. We really do. I left there and went to my friend Jerome Richter's home. He and Sarah have a bundle of joy. in their home, a brand new baby boy, Patrick John Richter. He's just a little bugger, a little over, and I don't think he's quite 5 pounds yet, maybe just five. But was baptized at the cathedral yesterday, and just think of that. Wow. Wow. So it was fun to spend a little time with the Richters and see that little baby. And I headed home, and I was heading home, and I was thinking of my mom, because she passed away, of course, last Easter on Good Friday. And I was thinking about, gosh, there's people taking care of people in memory care units on this Easter Sunday. There's life, there's death, and there's, you know, that kind of care. So I zoomed over to Bethany Living and said hi to all those great caregivers, thanked them for working on Easter Sunday, and saw a few of Mom's former neighbors. So it was a good Easter Sunday. It really was. It was one of the better ones I've ever known, different in many ways, and that some of the norms weren't there to be with families. We usually are in Grand Forks, but neat nonetheless. Pretty cool, for sure. All right, folks, interesting stuff to get to today. Let's do it. 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince, big month of savings, right?
Yeah, it's our national hot tub financing event, which means you can get 60 months no-interest financing on all hot spring hot tubs, and including the Ace saltwater hot tub, which is fantastic. It means you can get into a hot tub for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Wow. 2017 models right now, you're moving those out still with big savings,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we have a few 2017 models left where you can also save big bucks and get into the wellness of hot water at the same time.
Hot tub. Patio furniture, game tables, saunas, and remember, when you use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you, you save up to $2,800. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Hurry.
And don't forget the no-interest financing event going on now, too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, too.
Use the promo code ACE and tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot, too.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
On your mind, it's Twins baseball this weekend. We're going to win, Twins, by golly. Oh, my goodness. I would be going to the Twins home opener, but for the scheduling of the Republican convention in Grand Forks. We still don't know who the keynote speaker is going to be. Rick Berg texted me this morning, said, still can't say anything. Let you know as soon as we can. Boy, are they building this one up, huh? You think it is Donald Trump? Todd's been saying all along, guaranteed it's Donald Trump. He's got some inside track to the Oval Office.
Really? That's what I've been saying?
I heard Kellyanne Conway is what I've been hearing. But, you know, she's a mom, and she doesn't go out a lot on the weekends. So I don't know. Who's it going to be, Todd? We'll find out. So
I figured you would have that inside track by now.
We will be there, though, with full coverage. And we'll be there Friday on What's on Your Mind. We're doing some stuff for you, too, Todd, I believe, right? On the cafe. Saturday.
Well, it was the offer was thrown out there, and I thought, well, I'm not going to say no to somebody helping, you know, keep our listeners informed of what's going on at the convention. So I'm not going to
exactly
say no
right.
to it.
So we'll be there all weekend and cover it all. But I can't go to the Twins, but it should be a lot of fun this weekend because the Minnesota Twins opening day, Target Field. It's actually Thursday, we're going to have coverage of that on What's on Your Mind. Sports director Andy Rickoff for What's on Your Mind will help us celebrate another season of Twins baseball. ABC Seamless Siding, Hanson Runsvold Funeral Home, the Medicine Shop Pharmacy, Sports Clips Haircuts at Bismarck and Minot. So, Jonah, should be a lot of fun. Be a grand time for that coverage as well. All right. One thing I want to do here quick, and then I promise I'll go to the phones, and then we can get to it on the house race and talk a little guns. You're familiar with Rob Port, right, Todd?
Yes, sir.
Rob Port writes, does a blog. Rob and I go way back. Rob actually worked at Home of the Economy. He was changing batteries at Home of the Economy, and I said, Rob, that blog's too good. You should be full-time. And so he came to work for a company I was part of for a while. And from there, just kind of has been on his own and been full-time at it, which he should be. He's good at it. And now he does some other media as well. He's a columnist as well for the Forum Communications. Folks, he does a radio show. Heard in Fargo. But anyway, the reason I wanted to talk about this a little bit is Rob sort of got a hit from Senator Heidi Heitkamp on her brother's radio show. The heck is it, for crying out loud? It's one of those days when I have too big a pile. Did you print that for me? Yeah, you did print it for me. What did I do with it? Todd, who's in charge of piles today?
Doing your Rush Limbaugh invitation here somewhere in my stack of...
Yeah, here it is. I actually have it.
Found it.
Yeah. Anyway, so Heidi Heitkamp, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, was on her brother's radio show. I know. I'm surprised, right? This is kind of a regular thing. In fact, they've got this little deal going now where they have her come on, ask a question, and then... the answer goes to some reporter that's listening, and it becomes a story, and it's just a lot easier way to control the media, and it acts like, oh, yeah, she was on a show and said this. Well, it was all planned, right? They're responding to something. Like the Hillary deal, when Hillary was telling us how horrible we are, as if we're going to let that go. Well, anyway, I'm just going to read you a part of Rob's column here, and he'll explain it all. He says, I was bemused recently. What he did was he wrote a letter to Senator Heitkamp, okay, after the two of them, that is Heidi and her brother, were talking about Rob on his radio show. Okay, on the Heitkamp show. They should just call that Joel and Heidi. That's kind of what it's become. But the interesting thing is she doesn't come here. She doesn't come on this show. And she hasn't over and over and over again. Well, guess what? Rob has the same problem. Chris Berg, Point of View, has the same problem. We have a problem, ladies and gentlemen. Democracy in North Dakota has a problem when she can ignore the media. Okay? And the other media are being pretty silent about it. So that's why I applaud Rob Port for saying something about it. So he writes this letter. Dear Senator Heitkamp, I was bemused recently to hear that you... from the sycophant environs of your brother's radio show, referred to me as a snowflake. Your brother, perhaps hoping he might goad me into giving his show some press by way of rebuttal, was griping about me as someone who holds forth from my mother's basement. My mother doesn't have a basement, so that's kind of fake news, don't you think? That your brother, who uses red-faced, spittle-flecked opprobrium, I don't even know what that is, to gloss over his incapacity of cognitive analysis, is often incensed by his intellectual betters, hardly merits mention. I can't even hardly follow that sentence. Admittedly, I haven't tuned in for a couple of years. But from what I gather, that sort of thing is the bulk of what he does these days. I was interested in the snowflake thing, though. As you well know, I have for years attempted to communicate with you and your staff to schedule interviews or request information. Something I routinely do
with pretty much every other politician in the state of all partisan affiliations and ideologies. As you also know, since it is apparently policy, you and your staff refuse to respond to me. Not once have I received even so much as a press release from your office. I've taken to emailing your Senate press office every Monday morning to schedule an interview with you on my radio show. Never have you or your staff responded. While I don't think anyone in North Dakota's media circles have been stonewalled by you and your staff as thoroughly as I have been. Sorry, Rob, been on the air a little bit longer than you, buddy. Anyway, bloggers, they get a little full of themselves. Anyway, back to the letter. This sort of cantankerous behavior toward the press isn't specific to me. Conservative television host Chris Berg has spoken to me of his difficulties in booking you, as have other radio hosts. Reporters working outside of the realm of opinion also complain about the tight restrictions you put on their ability to ask you questions. That happens, by the way. Which brings me back to your snowflake charge against me. While I'm gratified to have finally elicited a response to you, albeit in the context of yet another nepotistic interview with your brother, I'd suggest that you are perhaps projecting. I'm no snowflake, Senator. I'm in the arena pretty much every day. I'd suggest it's you who can't seem to take the heat. You, a public servant who has raised and spent millions seeking public office, routinely seeks to avoid situations where you might be called upon to take and answer candid questions from your constituents. You actively avoid people in the media who might be critical of you, people such as me, even though your brother lambasted your 2012 opponent Rick Berg, perhaps not unjustly, for refusing to appear on his show. Your likely opponent this election year, Representative Kevin Cramer, is credited, even by those inclined to dislike him, with a willingness to engage even his sharpest critics. Can anyone honestly say the same of you? Regardless, my offer to interview you stands, as it has now for years. Anytime you'd like to engage, as many of your fellow Democrats have, I'm ready. And I would only say to that, ditto. Ditto, ditto, ditto. Because, and it's not about me. It really isn't. A lot of times when people say it's not about me, that it really is about them. Honestly, it isn't. I mean, Todd knows this. Todd said the same thing. My show, his show, any time, come on. But you don't diss one of us or the other. What you're dissing is the audience. What you're dissing is the power of four great radio stations covering every inch of North Dakota. No other show can say that. Why wouldn't you come on and talk to the people you work for? It is a disgrace. And it is the reason, in my view, your time in the U.S. Senate is about done. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
One of the nation's leading voices on biblical family values is coming to North Dakota. See nationally syndicated radio host Steve Dace at the 2018 Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota's annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th at Fargo's Hilton Garden Inn. We need Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota to defend and promote your God-honoring family values, and they're committed to being a bold voice for you. Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., call now for tickets, 701-219-0948. That's 219-0948.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
At the University of Mary Fargo campus. No, I'm sorry. Correction. It's not going to be on campus, but it is for the University of Mary, which does have a Fargo campus. But this will be actually the Holiday Inn at 4:30 tomorrow. Gary Thileson is doing his book kickoff, similar to one we did not long ago in Bismarck on campus at UMary. But this is for folks on the eastern end of the state that maybe didn't get a chance to attend it. The first 100 attendees receive a free copy of the book. Okay? So, University of Mary hosting Gary Thileson on his book, Open Secrets of Success, a great book, a great book. By the way, in personal wealth, North Dakotan's most successful individual right there, just in the bottom line. He's numero uno. Numero uno. Celebration, special presentation, open forum. It'll be a neat little deal. Tomorrow, 4:30, Holiday Inn. Maybe we'll do Energy Matters over there again, Todd. We did that last time. Should we do that? That was kind of fun.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, exactly. So check that out. Should be a lot of fun. But again, if you get there at 4:30, you're going to get a free copy of the book. And Gary signs it for you, and it's a nice little deal. Holiday Inn tomorrow, University of Mary. Okay, I saw him on Senior Shay yesterday at the Kramer funeral. By the way, I want to tell you, I didn't finish talking about the funeral. I think Kevin and Chris are doing really, really well. I wanted to pass that along. I know our audience considers them family as long as Kevin's been on this program, you know. And he'll be back on Wednesday with us on the program. Maybe talk about this a little bit, but they're obviously in a great deal of pain, as all of the family members are. Ike's brother and two brothers. With Abel now and sisters as well. So, but I think just doing as well as can be expected. Really, you know what I mean? Burying a son, shouldn't have to do that. So anyway, I wanted to pass that along and just let you know that I think they're doing pretty good. You know, they are. They're going at it. But now I think, obviously, with the celebration of life behind the funeral and everything else, you can one day at a time try and get a little bit closer back to normal. But, of course, Kevin is part of a race that will be watched closer than any other in the country. It's going to be amazing. And I can see that sparkle in his eye. This is going to be an amazing few months here. Dwayne Hendrickson is standing by. I have Sid, who's waited for a while to chat here. I want to get you in, Sid, quickly. And then Dwayne, we're going to keep into the next segment, so we give him plenty of time. We're doing all of the House candidates between now and the convention, which is this weekend, the GOP House race. Starting today with Dwayne Hendrickson. So we'll chat with Dwayne in just a moment. And the candidate debate is tonight And we'll have that Facebook Live and be there as well. Sid, in Fargo, tell me what's on your mind, Sid.
Hey, I was listening to Ellen Radner on your program here about 40 minutes ago or whatever it was. And I know Ellen always wants us to feel good, and I want to feel good about everybody, too. And I'm very friendly. But one of the mistakes she makes is she said that Americans, without borders, Americans could go to Mexico and start businesses and do whatever we'd want there, and we'd all be free. I would invite her to just Google the Mexican Constitution, look at Article 32. If no foreign-born, meaning you have to be a Mexican-born citizen to hold offices in Mexico and own property.
Oh, yeah, so, no, I mean, Ellen, I couldn't believe it. Just for folks that missed this, Ellen Radner, Fox News correspondent, quite liberal. Her and I do a little commentary back and forth every day, and it only airs in Fargo. So some, you know, three of the four stations here, KFIRE and KLTC and KTGO, didn't hear it. But Ellen, you know, was complaining that the president had put something on about DACA on Easter and said how terrible, how mean, how awful. And I said, well, a president isn't a pastor. A president makes sure we have a rule of law, Ellen. And this is a policy he wanted to talk about on Monday, so he puts a tweet out on Sunday. And then she said, well, I don't believe in borders. And I said, really? No borders. No borders whatsoever. No, no. I said, well, I mean, just and she was tying this all into Easter and Jesus, and I'm saying I don't see anywhere where Jesus said throw the borders open. I mean, how many times in the Bible does it talk about walls and gates and doors? And you know, I mean, come on. I mean, it's just you can't wrap your mind around that kind of stupid. I'm sorry. It's just
in Ellen's church, Jesus said we're all equal, and I think Jesus recognized that there were slaves.
Sid, I hear you totally, absolutely. Appreciate the call. And you were waiting a while to get in, so I want to give you a chance to do it. You can email us. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can call us 258-0550, or you can text us at 701-367-2054. The Great Gun Debate next hour, and Dwayne Henderson next. So questions, comments for any of them, get it in. Dwayne Henderson, candidate for the Republican nomination for House. How are you, sir?
Very good, Scott. How are you today?
Must be on the road heading to that candidate forum in Fargo tonight, huh?
Yep, well, right now just my son's driving, taking my grandkids to the airport in Bismarck so they can fly back to Vegas after Easter holiday, and then driving down the road to Fargo.
Now, there's a candidate forum tonight, and that is going to be at doors open at 6:30, starts at 7. I'll have it on Facebook Live on my Facebook page if you want to watch it if you can't make it there. But it'll be tonight at all.
I appreciate that very much, Scott.
Yeah, should be. You can't Facebook it because you'll be in the debate, so you can't, you know. But I did notice some of your Facebook conversations with folks about this race. So let's just start at the beginning. Tell folks why you've done this before. You're at it again. Why? Tell us why you're in this race.
Well, I have 10 grandkids, and it's for their future and everybody else's kids and grandkids' future in our nation. Plus our the way our parents' livelihood will continue after they retire and everything, with things that can go on in our budget and everything. So it's all just one of us going to Washington, D.C. to serve all of us and see if we can do a better job than the status quo politician that seems to be screwing everything up.
And I would imagine, I was there, and I don't know that I've ever asked you this before, but the first time that you were at a convention, went through all the effort, did the speech, you know, politicking for the delegates, you know, you were in a David versus Goliath race there too, but plowed on. And is that intimidating? I mean, would you encourage others to do what you've done and just keep slogging, keep trying?
Well, I am an outsider candidate, but the Republican Party has accepted me pretty good. You know, I have some views that maybe the Republican Party doesn't agree with and everything, but you know, everybody has an opinion, and so they let me put out my opinion. But it is fun, you know, working with like Wayne Benjamin, Kevin Cramer. Kevin Cramer's been an opponent for the last three races. You know, and he's a good friend, and my thoughts and prayers are with his family during this difficult time.
How would you do it different than Kevin? Obviously, Kevin is running now for the Senate seat, but he's been in that spot in the House race for 6 years. How, you know, talk a little bit about what you would, you say you're an outsider candidate. What's that mean? What do you bring into the party?
Well, I think that, I bring more of a view of, we the people. And, you know, Kevin Cramer is a good man. He's made good decisions. But, you know, in some places, he just sees things from the political point of view instead of the citizen point of view. And sometimes he fails us, and, you know, a lot of times he does very well for us. So.
And, but what is there a particular issue that is most, you know, I guess glaring in the difference between you and what you would believe, what you believe anybody in the establishment, Kevin or you know, Kelly Armstrong, Tom Campbell, any of the other candidates that they would do? How would you do it differently?
Well, I know when I go to Washington, D.C., I'll be pressing for three things that we have to accomplish: term limits, serious campaign finance reform, and shutting down the lobbyist bank, and, you know, serving our nation in the Congress for 20, 30, or 40 years, I believe, allows the criminal aspect to get into their job. When a congressman can make a yes or no vote and walk across the street and get paid for that yes or no vote, you know, the exchange of cash drowns out the voice of we the people.
Let's talk term limits for a second. You hear that from time to time, and the argument I always hear is, okay, term limits is called the ballot box every 2 years, right? So tell me why you don't think that's enough.
Because the ballot box has been failing us. You know, everybody goes there and votes for this incumbent that has good name recognition, and you know, and I can see their reasoning and thinking that way. But like I say, just take a look in the past and say, have these guys done anything? Look at my 2012 delegate speech that I gave to the delegates before the convention in 2012. The only thing that we did accomplish was. Obama served his 8 years and he was gone. It was the only thing he was accomplished in all that. You know, so
what would you do? What kind of term limits would you do? How would you do it?
3 years per house and one term in the Senate, combination of 12, no matter how you get to it.
Got it. And then if you did three in the House, you can't go over to the Senate?
You can go to the Senate and serve one term. 12 years max.
Okay, 12 years max. I got it. Okay. Yeah, you mentioned campaign finance as an issue as well. What's the fix there in your mind?
If you can't walk up to the ballot box and place the vote, you can't donate to their campaign. Eliminate the corporate stronghold that is maybe on some of our congressmen.
But would you say that's a problem here? I mean, do you think Kevin Cramer votes differently? Here's my thought, and you tell me if I'm naive. If Kevin Cramer is pro energy, which he obviously is, right? He's a friend of all of the above in the energy realm, and so he is supported by that industry because he believes like they do on how that industry ought to be regulated and what the environment ought to be like. Okay, that they protect the environment and. The rules are such, I'm for them. Don't they give him money because he agrees with them, not give them money so that he'll agree with them? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I know exactly what you're saying, and I do agree with that. Like, I believe that Kevin is a pretty ethical person and probably doesn't take a lot of campaign funds from corporations. But, you know, I can't say that for a fact, so...
I just don't think corporations. My deal is just tell me who's giving money to who. As long as I know who they are, I'll decide whether or not I think there is a quid pro quo going on here. Give it full sunshine. Businesses deserve to give money just as little as Joe Schmo. Hang on, Dwayne. More coming up. Don't go away.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, The how do I make this happen business. Making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 10th through the 13th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agriculture advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate by April 16th for this See for Yourself program. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Ashley, North Dakota, on Wednesday night for the chamber down there. Looking forward to that. I think they still have seats if you want to go. Tony Bender invited me down there, so looking forward to that. Thank you, Tony. And I was front page news last week, Todd, and Ashley, I'll have you know. So, you know, I might be somewhere, you know, with the toilet paper section in the local papers in Bismarck and Fargo, but by golly, front page in Ashley. Pretty proud of that. And so we'll see you there. Looking forward to that. And so the Lignite Energy Council meetings on Wednesday and Thursday. Tommy Lahren, Fox News, will be in town. We'll be broadcasting live for our friends there. Get tickets. You can see Tommy if you'd like. Lignite Energy Council website to do that. We'll be broadcasting both days for our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Affordable, reliable energy. That's right. Affordable, reliable, and something we don't take for granted, do we? Not here, that's for sure. Then on Friday, we'll be up in Grand Forks for the Republican convention. They actually are willing to give me a credential, unlike the Democrats who said, no, you can't come. And then somebody said, seriously, you know he's going to talk about this on the radio. That you, oh, yeah, yeah, you better give him a ticket. So then they gave us a credential. But anyway, they said, come on up. So we'll be there Friday. Actually, state committee meetings start at 1, and then registration at 4, and then they do general registration, and a bunch of hospitality suites crank up, and the governor's club dinner is at 6 on Friday night. And then Saturday is the big day, really, where that's just a full 7:30 in the morning, going till what, like 11:30 at night by the time the party is done. And then Sunday, the governor and first lady's faith and recovery breakfast. What a neat deal they're doing there. And some other work on Sunday. So a lot going on, and we'll have full coverage for you right here on What's On Your Mind. I'm speaking there as well. Yeah, can't tell you any more than that. You just have to come to the convention to find out how, where,
you're
and why.
You're the speaker.
No, not
We've
that.
Been under wraps all this time. It's going to be you?
No, not the speaker. I'm a speaker. Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, Dwayne Hendrickson will be there. He's vying for the Republican nomination for the House race. One other point you told me about was the lobbyist banks. You said you wanted to end lobbyist banks. I don't know what a lobby bank is. Tell me what that is, Dwayne.
Well, it's just my term for lobbyists. You know, they're lobbying our senators for, or congressmen for their vote. To go their way and with the exchange of cash to do so. And like I said, I just believe that it takes the voice of we the people away from us and gives it to those lobbyists. And like I said, and, the bottom line is that more than likely it isn't good for we the people or our nation.
So essentially, they're just saying everybody's on the take. And lobbyists are around saying, hey, I'll write you a check for whatever. That's your point.
Well,
that's pretty corrupt.
When somebody goes to Congress for 20, 30, or 40 years and they're on a $174,000 a year job, and then they all of a sudden have 20, 40, 60 million bucks, you know, I'm sure Wise Investments had some part to play in that, but that's a heck of a lot of cash accumulation.
Yeah, the Peter Schweitzer wrote a book called Secret Deals, or Secret Empires, it is. We had him on last week. Anyway, I thought you'd like this, Dwayne, because
the government.
I'd bring a copy of that along to the convention if I were you. Secret Empires. So Joe Biden was at the Democratic convention a couple weeks ago talking about how poor he was. And then this book comes out and talks about how his son, you know, when he went along with his dad, then the vice president, over to China, gets a deal, $1 billion-plus deal, from the Chinese government. So it might not be in Joe's account, but you know what I'm saying. He's not poor. Yep. Give me the closing argument. What's the rousing argument going to be for your nomination chances on Saturday?
Well, I would just say that it's going to be a realm of issues that affect the American people, whether it's healthcare or veterans issues or the frustration that every American has towards the way that our government is spending money, $21 trillion debt. How is the next generation even recover from something like or debt that seems like impossible? And some of the thinking of those younger generations, it could be a scary time for the U.S. of A.
Are you there, Dwayne?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, we lost you for a second. Bad cell phone connection. Drive safely. We'll see you tonight. I know you'll be part of that candidate forum tonight that the United Republican Committee is putting on in Fargo for all of the House candidates.
There's a Holiday Inn in Fargo, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, doors open at 6:30. Start 7, and there's questions from the audience. You can write questions on a 3x5 card, and I'll bring them up. And it's the Holiday Inn in Fargo, and again, doors open at 6:30. So we will be there.
I want all the easy questions.
Okay, give all the easy questions to Dwayne. See, he's if you don't ask, it doesn't happen. I hear you.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Sir. Dwayne, we'll see you tonight.
Good night, sir.
Yes, yep, thank you very much. Yeah, you appreciate it. All right, 6 before the top of the hour, and I only have time to tell you that we'll have coverage later this week of the Minnesota Twins. Todd, I'm going to need a little, we're going to win, Twins, we're going. Guys, can we find some of that, because every time I talk about this,
I get it here someplace.
Fired up. Home opener, Target Field. There you go, right there. And Andy. Rickoff, who's our sports director, will be live to help celebrate another season of Twins baseball. Can't even believe it. Fired up. Should be great. Wish I could be there. I'll be hanging out with my friends from the Late Night Energy Council, but I know Andy's going to have a blast. He'll have a full report for us. Brought to you by ABC Seamless Siding, Hanson Runswold Funeral Home, the Medicine Shop Pharmacy. Oh, I've been going there forever. Sport Clips, Haircuts of Bismarck and Minot, too. Don't miss out. The Great Gun Debate with Tim Ferdinand and I coming up. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Play ball!
Baseball season is back, and the Twins are underway with their 162-game slate to the top of the AL Central. We'll be down in the Twin Cities for the Twins' home opener next Thursday, April 5th, as the Twins take on the Seattle Mariners. Throughout the day, we'll have live updates for you with special Twins guests on What's On Your Mind with Scott Hennin. And those updates are brought to you by Hanson Runswold Funeral Homes, ABC Seamless, The Medicine Shop, and Sports Clips Haircuts of Bismarck and Minot.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.